Cybersecurity has plagued this presidential election like no other in U.S. history. Earlier this week, the Obama administration indicated its plans to retaliate against Russia in some way for cyber attacks. Hacking came up again in the final presidential debate, yet neither candidate is offering a roadmap for what to do on cyber aggression or how to handle foreign hackers. NPR's Aarti Shahani explains.
Let's revisit the last debate. Hillary Clinton brings up hacking. She says the Russian government has engaged in espionage against Americans, feeding WikiLeaks, and she puts forth a question.
Finally, will Donald Trump admit and condemn that the Russians are doing this?
She wants Trump, who's been drumming up fears about rigged elections, to acknowledge that Vladimir Putin is trying to rig the election using cyber attacks. Trump deflects at first.
She doesn't like Putin because Putin has outsmarted her at every step of the way.
When pressed by moderator Chris Wallace, the Republican nominee says it's not okay to hack that way.
Of course I condemn. Of course I can. I don't know Putin.
It's easy for Trump to condemn these attacks.
Cybersecurity expert Tom Cross, who is an independent, has advice for Trump.
But it would have been more interesting if Trump really wanted to go after Hillary Clinton to ask her, you know, what are we going to do to stop these things? And what are you doing to stop these things, particularly given that a lot of organizations that she's associated with were the targets of these attacks?
The intelligence community says Russia is hacking. So Cross says it looks silly for Trump to question that finding. Trump could instead turn the tables and ask Clinton, not just, hey, where are those missing emails from her private server? But hey, what did you do to protect your entire staff at the State Department from foreign hackers? Both candidates have written positions on cybersecurity, and Cross says both read like milquetoast, make points like we must audit our systems to look for vulnerabilities.
They're stating in different words essentially things that the United States government is already doing.
Imagine an election in which the candidates took on the real issues. Stanford professor Herb Lin is a Republican who says he will not vote for Trump. And he says in 2016, we need a leader who can think through cyber strategy with some basic literacy. With Russia, the U.S. could hack back, maybe try to take down Russia's electric grid, leak embarrassing secrets about Putin, impose economic sanctions. Lin says a good leader could think through each action and the reaction from adversaries.
Are they going to just cry uncle when we respond and say, oh, no, no, we've seen the error of our ways. We're not going to do this anymore. That is unlikely. So the question is, how can you persuade them to back off of what they're doing?
Lin compares today's discussion of cybersecurity on and off the campaign trail to the nuclear debate back in the 1950s. Back then, the U.S. was well aware of its immense power with that cutting-edge technology. But policymakers weren't sure what to do with it. President Eisenhower said, there's no reason nukes shouldn't be used just exactly as you'd use a rifle.
No serious commander-in-chief would say that today. Nuclear weapons are really special. They are a really different kind of weapon.
We've evolved in our strategic thinking with nukes. Lin says our leaders' thinking on cyber weapons is in its infancy. And so on the campaign trail, candidates talk a fair amount about hacking, but not about how to solve it as a policy problem. Aarti Shahani, NPR News.